Are there any foods that you can't put down once you've started? Chocolate.
Yeah, any.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Patreons Q&A Monday.
Happy October. Thanks for still being with us. Cheers.
Well, anyone that... no, actually, to be honest, they wouldn't be able... They'd get kicked out automatically out of Patreon. It's Slack that we manually have to remove people, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll remove people.
Yeah, so you aren't listening to this if you have left, so bye. Let's get straight into the questions. James, FPL Maldini on Mario Kart, which character are you choosing? I go Yoshi, because it's a balance. The little characters...
Someone asked a Mario
fast,
question last week.
And the big characters obviously have good handling. I don't play Mario Kart, but if I was choosing, I always go with like the well-balanced, like Yoshi... Generally, is the my character go-to of choice.
I will go with Luigi.
Or Donkey Kong or whatever he is, King Kong. David Hunter, is it acceptable to eat in the bath? What's that about?
It's not about anything, it's just a good question. Well, you can't have a kebab in the bath, can you?
No, but I don't think I'd eat in the bath. I think it's all right to have a drink in the bath.
It depends.
I was watching, actually, do you know what?
If it's something that's not going to be like a grapes or a banana or something, maybe.
There was, do you know the film The Big Short?
Yes.
There's a scene in that where there's a blonde, what's her name?
Beautiful, weren't she?
Yeah, she's drinking champagne sitting in the bath. But if that's all right, then it's all right to drink in the bath, isn't it?
Yeah, drinking in the bath's all right.
Yeah, fine, so champagne in the bath is fine. I can't remember what the actress's name is. I think she's the same actress that played the blonde in Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, Margot.
Margot Robbie? Was it Margot? Robbie Margot?
Robbie Margot. Margot Robbie. Robbie.
Yeah, that's it. Margot Robbie. She's in that and she's sitting in the bath drinking champagne explaining financial matters. We'll come back to that in a second.
I guess it's not really... Just imagine like sitting in a bath.
Yeah, eating
again.
In the bath.
Just having beans on toast in the bath. I was like, it's probably a no. I think there's certain things you can get away with. Not much.
Grapes.
That's what I said, like grapes
fed,
or banana.
Fed
something
to me
like
by
that.
By Margot Robbie in the bath.
Yes.
Fine. Okay. Gary Mansell.
Mind you, if Margot Robbie wants to feed me a kebab in the bath, I ain't gonna say no.
Ramirez has just retired. So I've just seen his chip at Barcelona 100 times on my timeline. What goals stand out to you as making you think, I didn't know he could do that? I'm thinking Stephen Carr for James and Andy Carroll for Serge. I mean, Andy Carroll's overhead. He probably had it in his locker, but he's at Reading now, isn't he? Pay as you go.
He's gone back again, isn't he?
Yeah.
No, to be honest, the Stevie Carr goal, I mean, it's one of my favourite of the Tottenham goals. Just had the perfect line of it from where he struck. It felt like fucking outside of London. It felt like he hit it from, and I knew as soon as he hit it, it was in. But I did know that he had that in his locker. It had been coming for a long time. Eric Edmond, there's one for you. Eric Edmond scored this goal at the Kop in a game we drew at Liverpool in 2005. And that was a... Whoa, no one knew to celebrate because they couldn't believe what it... He hit his thing from about 40, 45 yards, and it was just unsavable the way it came down at the end.
Joe Jenkins, we're talking about financial matters that Margot Robbie explained in The Big Short. Could Serge explain non-football money to us as well? I've watched the news several times this week and I don't really understand what's going on. I mean, the government are U-turned on their 45% tax. We'll do it sometime. Maybe we can do a financial Q&A. People can send in financial questions. We'll just do it as a special during
the World
Cup. Is
there anything the average patron in the UK should maybe be particularly concerned about at the moment?
Don't spend money is my advice to people right now.
On anything?
Yeah, just generally, like...
Don't eat, don't drink.
Get used to spending less money. Because I think during COVID, when people were stuck at home, they didn't spend a lot of money because they weren't getting out that much. And then had a bit of money during the Christmas period afterwards. I think we've gotten used to different lifestyles. I think now it's like, get used to not spending money is my advice to everybody.
Delete Uber Eats.
All of that shit. just get in the habit of not spending money is my advice at the moment. For like, not forever, just for a few months while this shit sorts itself out. I put one financial tweet out 2 weeks ago, maybe. I can't remember, whatever. And it wasn't political, it's just financial. But then the amount of comments that people dive in on in the conversation below snowballed a little bit. I didn't get involved in any of it. I just put a post out and then there's people having a chat.
What did you expect, sweetheart?
No, I'm not surprised, but I'm kind of like, yeah, maybe I'll just switch replies off in the future. Just make a point for making a point.
Most of my tweets now, you know, I get to like the first comment that I don't like and I think, yeah, it's time to mute this. Yeah. Now I just send a tweet and just mute straight away nearly most of the time now. I can't bother with the discussion.
I think there's, I tell everybody else as well, keep an eye on the unemployment number. As that creeps up, that's the first indication that we're going to get really fucked. At the moment, it's 3.6, 3.8%. If that goes to 5 or 6% and keeps creeping up, once it gets to like 8, 9%, that's like shit's going to snowball quickly then. And that's when, Armageddon. Jake says, Michael Cox suggested on The Athletic that Serena Wiegmann should be in contention to replace Southgate. Do you agree?
I can think of worse people, that goes without saying. I couldn't see it happening. I mean, I don't know. How would we feel if that happened? I just think, what unbelievable pressure to have to deal with, not just as a female manager in the England men's team, but actually do just even, you'd be the breakout, well, you're not just the breakout first female manager, but actually you're of England as well. I mean, I just dread to think of when England would play badly, what the reaction would be.
Yeah.
A no for me.
Aaron, how early in the day, this was sent at 10:36 a.m., I'm assuming, and this is on September the 29th. That would have been Friday. No, Thursday. How early in the day is too early to use rum cream liqueur, I should say, in your coffee instead of milk?
Depends, because if you've got like a 12:30 kickoff away to the Emirates, then 9 a.m. is fine.
To start calming your nerves early. Early.
I mean, would I generally normally have a cider at like 11:15 in the morning? No, but I did on Saturday. But generally, no, afternoon.
Phil asked this question at 2:12 a.m. To be honest with you, all of these times are my time. So Phil is in a different time zone than maybe it wasn't 2:12 a.m. and drunk when he asked this question. But anyway, given that Richarlison starts for Brazil but isn't a guaranteed starter for Spurs, are Spurs better than Brazil and would they win the World Cup? No and no. You give Brazil maybe a decent game, but you're not going to win the World Cup.
If Tottenham were in the World Cup, we've had this before, haven't we? Like, how far down would you go? Like, City would win it. If Liverpool were in the right moment, they would win it. Arsenal on current form would be one of the favourites. Chelsea in a good moment, you would put right up there as potential. So, I mean, like,
you'd get to the quarters or semis or something like that, probably.
Are England better than Tottenham?
No, I don't think England are. But I don't think England are third favourites of the World Cup either.
Okay, no, fair. But then I think Tottenham probably would be in the top six or so for the betting. I think that would be very fair. And I think you'd think because of Antonio would have a better chance. That's probably what it is. When you look at England v Tottenham, go back to some of the discussion we had last week. I mean, would you... people being quite critical of Conte at the moment, but would you think England had a better chance at the World Cup with Conte than Southgate?
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the reasoning, isn't it? So, could Tottenham win the World Cup? Yes.
Lauren has just found out that KDB, this was again asked, this was on Friday before the weekend, that KDB has never won a Premier League Player of the Month award. How is that possible?
Get out.
They must have announced September's last month.
That can't be right.
Who won September's? Haaland smashed it, right?
Haaland's going to win the next seven, mate.
70.
That can't be real, surely.
So says Lauren.
Well, okay. I don't know
but what... But the assist stat that came out of the weekend when he passed David Silva in 90 games fewer or something's beastly.
I don't know what to say to that. It's beastly. Take me aback. He must have won one.
Manon Martin, if Sky Sports brought back fan zone commentary with your correspondence, Do you think it could gain more traction than the original effort?
100%.
Also, did you ever use the player cam feature? Would you use it if it was still there? I never did. I didn't really have Sky. I don't pay for Sky. I would have now found,
and I did used to use player cam a bit. So what, for those who maybe don't know, player cam used to follow a player for 15 minutes. It'd go too close on them.
Yep.
So you couldn't really understand where they were on the pitch and stuff. It was too zoomed in. But if they did that from more of a zoomed out perspective now, I'd be very interested in watch that sort of thing after games to watch back. Be great to like, oh, let's study Bowen's movement from the weekend or something like that. Would be great from a fantasy perspective, not just a tactical perspective. In terms of the fan zone, the problem with that was it was the idea of having two fans on together. Okay, cool, no problem. But then it became like a banter comedy thing. And right. Now I think what a viewer wants has evolved in terms of they want insight. They want insight. I was watching, who was on Channel 4 for the England game last week? It was Joe Cole, Jermaine Defoe, and I forget who else. I was watching it
afterwards. Pundits or commentary?
No, pundits standing on the pitch afterwards. And I was watching it afterwards, and I was like, even Jermaine. Jermaine's obviously doing it quite new and stuff. And I was thinking, come on, Jermaine, give me something here. Like, tell me about someone's movement or something. You're good at it, right? You're an elite finisher. Tell me something. Give me something here that's like new. And I'm just looking at it going, this is just watered down for a generic because it's England. But most viewers who watch regular football, most of our patrons, want insight. They want to learn something. It's why they'll listen to Clash of the Correspondents to find out how a fan feels about their club. So I think if it was done under our style, where we put two correspondents together and watched a game, you're going to get different personalities and stuff. But it would work, yeah. I'd love that.
There's a difference between pundits and commentators, though, as well. Because those guys, Cole and Defoe, were on the pitch as pundits after the game.
That's very true. I was just highlighting the fact that I just found it terrible. And our guys will give insight.
Jarvo, it's a question for me. Serge, why don't I say, come on, you Irons, at the end of Tottenham? You know, like a lot of the things we say at the end or start of shows aren't like script, like it just happens, right? You say, come on, you Spurs. Come on, you Spurs? Yeah. Just because it naturally is natural.
Right? I said it for once, so then I had to do it all the time.
Then you just keep doing it all the time. It's not. It's just like I've never said it and I've never felt like saying it. It's not one of those. It's just not one of those things. To be honest, I don't really say it. Like it's. I'll shout it in the stadium maybe three or four times a game, but it's not something that's natural. So, a lot of these catchphrases or so just kind of come out when they come out more than anything else. So there's nothing to it other than yeah. Clean sheet wipeout Matt, a question raised on a recent stag do, which caused some debate. I haven't read the rest of this.
Go on.
It's long. Okay. You and your parents stand in a room with two doors. One door leads to a screen playing a highlight reel of your sex life. The other leads to a room playing theirs. Would you rather watch your parents' sex tape or have them watch yours?
So
you then
grim.
Have to go out for dinner immediately afterwards.
It's grim. 100% they can watch me shagging.
My parents are brush under the carpet enough. Like if they watched, then we went out for dinner, they'd just like pretend it never happened.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah.
They just wouldn't talk about it
exactly
ever.
Exactly that, yeah. My dad had dropped sign about 2 hours in, he'd be like, she was all right.
my dad would be like, it's never happened. Never saw this.
What were you doing with her? Something like that. They can watch me. It's straightforward.
John Jacobson, are people with webbed feet likely to be better at taking penalties than people with normal feet?
Webbed feet?
Yeah, like, so not toes, but, you know, for striking the ball. I don't think so.
Hold on, what's a webbed foot?
It's when in between your toes, you'd have skin, right? Like flippers style.
I need to look at my toes to know if I do or I don't.
You don't have webbed feet. There's no such thing as people with webbed feet. I mean, there's probably someone somewhere in the world. There's a bit of everything there, isn't there?
Surely more flexibility's got to be better anyway. If you're webbed, are you less? I don't know.
I don't think it would help.
No, I'm going with no.
Mac, Beach FPL. Should Liverpool change to a back three with Robbo and Trent as wing backs? Would having three centre backs help them?
No. One, it's, and I've heard a few people suggest this now, it's not going to happen. Remember when we did the Dortmund pod and how Klopp reckoned he couldn't change things mid-season and stuff like that? So he's not going to do it. Mm-hmm. I don't think it helps them in the sense that part of the problem actually is in front of the back four at the moment. I think the midfield's not working that well. I think Thiago, for when they are better, when he is available, they are obviously better. But I also think he's quite easy to manipulate off the ball as well. And I think actually off the ball, you're then actually moving, if you think about it, you're actually moving Fabinho out of a more central role to accommodate. See, then you've got him in channels. So, I mean, who drops off deeper? Do they play side by side? I think it doesn't work. It's the honest answer.
Sam O'Sullivan with Emerson Royal and Shalabar getting what appeared to be very harsh red cards this weekend. The harsh. Is the bar for a sending off too low these days? It feels like a straight red should only be used as a last resort for a real serious offence.
Then you have narrative of Thiago Silva didn't get sent off, right? Yeah. So
should have, and that would have been,
I think,
that wasn't a bad tackle. It was just foul play.
No, I think the Shalabar one for me is a red card.
Yeah.
I think it's excessive force as well. In terms of you are endangering an opponent, there's unquestionable about that. I think the Emerson one, I think had he not been sent off on the pitch, the ref wouldn't have got told to look at it. Does that make sense? Like, I think it's like an orange. I have no problem with the fact he was given a red card. That's what the referees decided. Fine. So that one's a bit more borderline, but it's fine, to be honest.
Dan L, the Premier League record for most goals in the season is Andy Cole for Newcastle and Alan Shearer for Blackburn. 34 league goals, James.
Yep.
How many? And that was in a 40 games.
Which week is Haaland going to break it?
How many does he beat it by? Plus, how close will he get to Dixie Dean's record of 60 top flight goals, which was 27-28? The man is a beast.
I think if he starts every game, I think it's realistic at this stage to think that he will get to 50.
Yeah, 50 would be my bet.
I would bet that he won't break Shearer and Cole's record.
Nah, he will.
I suspect something will happen and he'll miss 2 months or something.
Injury, basically, is the only thing.
Well, yeah. Otherwise, yes, he's going to break it.
Yeah.
There isn't... it was interesting, though. I did see one interesting stat since we recorded that Haaland's on, 17 attacking returns, I think. And at the same stage last season, Salah was on 16.
Interesting. More assists.
Admittedly played one more. Yeah. Yeah, it was 10 goals, 6 assists. Whereas Haaland's obviously 14 and 3. The numbers are... just think I don't suppose I'm telling anyone anything. I don't really know. It just looks like he's going to destroy everybody. And it looks like him playing in this team is just perfect for... it's basically you destroying football.
Yeah.
Really is cheat code.
Next Wolves manager... who's managing Benfica or Sporting right now?
It's got to be some Portuguese dude.
Marco Silva?
Probably. I've heard of Vilas Boas. His name has been mentioned.
Is it?
Why don't they go for Jose?
Yeah. No, I think he's happy in Roma. One FPL question to end. Martial for Mitro if he's out. Worth a punt. Sure, go for it.
End already?
I don't think so. But no. That's Danel's last question.
Oh.
There's more questions.
What was the question? Sorry.
Martial for Mitro. I say go for it.
I'm gonna
say because it's a punt, isn't it? At the end of the day,
I'm gonna say no.
By Skamaka, go on. David Coles, which player would you get in if you're dead ending to game week 12 and wildcarding 13? Need to shift Man City and Arsenal players before the blank.
I think Brighton are absolutely ideal for that because they've got Man City 13, Chelsea 14.
Yep.
So Trossard, Lewis Dunk. Don't overcomplicate it. I'm like, oh, here's Stupinan's a bit cheaper. You need that player in 12, so don't overcomplicate it. Likes a Dunk, Trossard. I do think Trossard strongly over Gross and all that stuff now. tell you what, as well, a forward we didn't mention, if Mitrovic is out for a while, is Welbeck, actually. Could be an interesting option.
He's not one for me. He returns never quite there, but yeah, okay. FPL Maldini, do we hold the faith with Perisic, or is it best to move him on to a cheaper option like Gehi?
Just this purely comes into how big are your problems. And if you don't have any, then I'm going to say yes, move it. If you do, then he's not biggest priority and it can be there for you at any time.
Maldini also, can we take a minute to appreciate that Haaland is averaging 10 points per FPL game?
He's not. He's averaging 12.
Yeah, it's a joke. Yeah, well, I mean, we're spending the whole day just appreciating that guy. He doesn't look like it's hard work either. He's laughing around, joking around with his mates. He's just, it doesn't feel like he's working that hard. It feels like it's easy for him.
He's 22.
Yeah, piss take. FPL Hall of Fame.
22, you're still young, aren't you? Really?
I know. What's his value now? Someone wants to buy him.
Fucking hell, mate. I mean, what, if Madrid want to buy him tomorrow? I don't think City sell him for less than
200?
200, yes, arguably. I mean, you wouldn't want to, but that's probably a sort of fee you'd... Okay, let's have a conversation. I don't think for less than, say, 175.
There's a Haaland-Mbappe debate previously, historically. Different types of players,
yes.
I guess. But... right now, as your number nine, you're going to take Haaland all day long.
For me, yes.
Mm-hmm. FPL Hall of Fame. Is it time to move Salah on? Yes. Arsenal, City. If not, who to get? Hold on through.
Because
Arsenal City.
Yeah. Okay. I think if you've got your holding, yeah. I think you've made it. If it's particularly
those
who
fires to put out.
Bought early. I just think it's one of them where you're looking at it and going, game week 12. West Ham at home, he's going to be the most popular captain, almost definitely. Yep, hold on for that.
Cole wants to know if Haaland will get 12 hat-tricks in his first season.
No, he won't.
Where's that stat coming?
How many home games has he got left?
I don't know. but he could get three in the next three. No, Southampton, Brighton, then Brentford, Fulham. Fulham, Brentford before the World Cup.
Jesus, those are the next four home games, aren't they?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Oh my God.
And he's playing 90 minutes as well all the fucking time. Jarvo. Well,
that's something that we should have spoke about on the pod. The whole, when it came out of Guardiola's mouth, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, when we play every 3 days, Alvarez is going to play. Haaland's going to get a rest and stuff. It's just not materialised, is it?
Doesn't exert himself that much, you know?
I think as well that now, the way he started, serious goal records on the board, right? He's going to be one. If he's feeling all right, it was believed that one of the reasons he wanted to come to City was he knew that he would get a breather, he would get rotated when he needs to and stuff. But you'd feel at the moment, the way he's playing, if Guardiola said to him, oh, I'm going to leave you out this week, he'd be going, please don't leave me out.
Yeah.
Like, while the momentum's this strong,
yeah,
probably just keep playing, don't you? And Norway not in the World Cup.
Jarvo, now that Man City have Haaland, is this the year they finally win the Champions League? I mean, yeah, possibly, probably.
Look, what,
it's a different competition, but...
Also, what's happening now has no relevance in what happens in 6 months, right? You wouldn't have... I mean, if you go back to this year Chelsea won it, right? Chelsea were top at this stage of the season under Frank Lampard, even going into December. By mid-January or whenever it was, I think they'd sacked him and Tuchel was in charge. If you'd have said at any point throughout that Chelsea were going to win the Champions League in the first half of the season, people would have laughed you out of the room. So what's happening now doesn't necessarily have relevance on WAMs in 6 months' time.
Jarvo also wants to know if you think Pep will retire if they win the Champions League. He's already announced that he's going to announce his future after the World Cup.
Has he?
Yeah, he said in an interview a little while ago that after the World Cup, he was going to decide on his contract.
Okay.
And that he didn't enjoy the fact that he didn't get time to work with his players at the moment because it's 3 days a game, 3 days a game, 3 days it's a game. So he was going to decide what he wanted to do. But I think having something like Haaland do what he's doing will probably reinvigorate him to think, shit, I've got the opportunity here to do something ridiculous. But Yeah, I'm not sure if he will or won't retire.
I think he'll stay on at the moment. Where else should he go? If he's happy and he's... One of the reasons he walked out on Barca was like pressure was really getting to him and stuff. And remember, it was his first job. City, for as good as they are, just doesn't carry the same weight of intensity as a football club to a Barcelona or even a Bayern Munich. So if he's happy, crack on.
Lewis Browning, would Haaland score more or fewer goals playing for Gillingham? We create nothing, 3 goals in 11 matches, but obviously the standard is so much lower. I know the answer is probably more, but just wondered if there was any doubt.
Is it? I don't know. Who at Gillingham's putting that cross in like KDB did yesterday?
No, true, but Haaland would be able to pick the ball up on the halfway line and run past everybody and just stick it in the back of the net, I reckon.
Would he?
He's that strong and big.
At that level, you'd probably just get taken out.
They'd bounce off him.
No, I think there has to be an element to what he's supporting
him. I don't think
him.
He'd score more, but I think he'd still score a lot.
Of course he would. Like, there's no doubt he'd be the top goal scorer and stuff. Would he get a goal a game at that level?
Probably. I think he could. Would.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I suppose people would go more direct into him quicker
just
and stuff.
Give him the ball and then for the rest.
Yeah, it would just be a different type of service, I suppose.
David Hunter, if you were both professional players, which approach would get the best out of you? Are you the types of characters who respond to hairdryer or arm around the shoulder? Arm around the shoulder.
Somewhere in between. I think the
shouty hairdryer is bullshit. Like, I don't mind being told what to do and that it's not good enough or whatever, but just shouting at someone for the sake of, you know.
Yeah.
No, yeah, those teachers that were just dickheads that would just shout for no reason.
Yeah, it's somewhere in the middle. Because if it's got a proper message on the end of it in terms of assertiveness to improve your game, then you take that, don't you? So I think somewhere in the middle. And a balance between there's a time for one and not the other and vice versa.
Harry G, how high are you on Zaha for the upcoming run? Would you move on an 8 million or Arsenal mid for him? I don't know. I mean, it's no desperation, is there? Like, no. Sky, for example, all over it, but...
Again, I would not be selling Saka, Martinelli, Bowen, Madison this week, if you owned any of them.
Dan Geordie's FPL. A friend of mine recently had to go and see a hypnotist to try and solve his addiction to crisps, often going through 24 packets in one sitting.
Wow.
He's only about 11 stone too. Are there any foods that you can't put down once you've started? Chocolate.
Yeah, any.
Chocolate.
Just any.
Yeah, I love chocolate too much.
I stop eating when the food runs out. Me and the missus fall out about this quite a lot, right? She has a serious portion problem. So sometimes we'll finish dinner and I'll be like, what time's dinner? And then other times, there's just way too much. And I won't be like, oh, I've had enough, I'll leave it. If I can eat it, it's getting ploughed through, mate. So my problem is just food, full stop. If it's there, it's getting eaten.
Last Wednesday, I took the boys to their training in the evening, the jiu-jitsu class. So we get home at 8 p.m. from that, 7:30 as they finish. My wife had gone out for dinner, so I was fending for myself. And I decided I was going to get KFC, Zingertower burger. The kids had dinner before we went to class, pizza and cucumber. They were both hungry, so they ate a full KFC meal after training as well. I don't know where they put it. They're bean poles, but I think two dinners is the strategy to fatten
them up. Yours are very active, aren't they?
Yeah, very.
So, like, my boy, he's obviously very young. He's not even 4 yet. But I'm like that with him sometimes. Where'd you put it, mate? But he doesn't stop, does he? Like,
FPL Maldini, should Ronaldo just manage Wolves? There's a Portuguese for you that could. He didn't look happy on the bench, did he?
Can I be totally honest with you?
Yeah.
He'd be a great signing for Wolves.
Yeah.
Exactly what they want.
They don't play in the Champions League.
A focal point and stuff.
They don't play in the Champions League, James.
I'm just saying.
David Hunter, how long before we should lose patience with Reece James as an FPL asset?
I'm thinking of buying him.
Yeah, I think he's up there on my list.
I'd say
as well.
Definitely ain't before fucking Wolves at home.
Pillows Pen, have Crystal Palace gotten worse this season?
There might be a little bit of second season, but I think on the whole they've had very tough fixtures and
they've given a reasonable account of themselves in all of them as well. They haven't got battered in any games.
They've got a brilliant stretch now. I think they've underwhelmed a little bit, Such. I think that's fair. We've got a great run of fixtures now. Let's judge them when we hit the end of the World Cup. Okay. As ever, they will probably finish a little bit below where they should for the quality they have in that team now. Because if they put their strongest 11 on the pitch, they're a very tough opponent.
Last but not least, Ola Stamos, best defender for 4.4 million or under to cover game week 12 and mostly sit on the bench other weeks. I already own Mark Geary.
Oh, well, that's fuck that answer then, isn't it? 4.4 or less.
Any of the Brighton guys at that price?
I am going to say Jordan Zamora of
Zamora.
Who I started for the... We did a differential team wildcard. We didn't actually decide who to pick and not pick. I decided to start Zamora. Yes, 6 points incoming. I'm going to say Jordan Zamora. He's never going to give you a headache, but Southampton at home in 12 is perfectly reasonable.
Fair play. That, James, is a wrap. That's all of the questions we've had in. Patrons, thank you so much for your questions. Tomorrow we have, what, Champions League?
Champions.
Am I supposed to be doing my Limitless this week?
I don't know. It's your fucking team, mate.
I think I'm doing Limitless, then Wildcard. Is this the week where all the big boys...
You definitely shouldn't be just waving your microphone around like you're doing.
Close to my mouth. I'll figure it out later. I'll have a look. I think I might be doing Limitless or something in the old Champions League. Stay safe. Ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Cue music, please, man child.
The Fantasy Football Show.